Good afternoon, everyone. This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey, with our special look at the February release of USDA's WASDE report. Here are some of the key numbers for your consumption. For 2014-15 ending stocks, USDA projected corn at 1.827 billion bushels. It raised ethanol but dropped feedstocks. For soybeans, 385 million bushels, raising the crush, raising the exports, and raising imports as well. And for wheat, 692 million bushels, and USDA lowered exports for the February report. On the world-ending stocks numbers for corn, came in for February at 189.64 million metric tons, raised Argentina 1 million metric tons, soybeans 89.36 million metric tons, USDA lowered Brazil by 1 million metric tons but raised Argentina by a similar amount, and then wheat 197.85 million metric tons, and a number of countries saw increases on the production side for the month of February. Here's how futures are currently trading off the report. Hard red winter March wheat, 556 and a half down 7. Soft March wheat, 522 and a half down 7 and a quarter. March corn, 386 and a half down 4 and 3 quarters. July, 402 down 4 and 3 quarters. December, 416 and a half down 4 and 3 quarters. March soybeans, 969, now 68 and 69 even, down 9 and 3 quarters. July, 980, down 10 and 3 quarters. November, 954 and a quarter, down 10 and a quarter. March soybean meal, 327.50, down 210. March soybean oil, 31.41, down 60 cents. February live cattle, 158.87 and a half, up 42 and a half. March feeders, 202.12 and a half, down 150. And February lean hogs are 62.07 and a half, and they are up 80. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the numbers post-report is Matt Bennett of Channel Seeds out of Windsor, Illinois. Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, what was your overall impressions when you saw the numbers this morning?
Well, I wasn't terribly surprised. Again, we talked about ethanol a little bit this morning, and, you know, obviously we've been running over 100 million bushels, I think 8 out of the last 10 weeks, so you could understand maybe the USDA having an upward revision, but I think looking out farther, to me, I'm afraid that maybe that's going to have to go back the other way. I do think that we're going to have good drying for ethanol, as you know, as the guys at Farm Doc have suggested. We talk about that a little bit this morning, but I think it's probably going to fall off in the current pace. As far as soybeans go, I'm not too surprised that they lowered the carryout a little bit. We're still in a fairly burdensome situation, not only domestically but worldwide, though, and so I think that's part of the reason you're seeing the reaction on the board right now.
To what degree do you think the numbers, and some would look at on the face of it, especially the U.S. soybean numbers, as supportive, to what degree do you think the numbers underpin the market futures for corn and or soybeans?
Well, I think whenever you look at soybeans, I mean, I think we have to understand that, you know, we haven't been dealing with carryouts like this for some time. I mean, on the positive side of it, it's the most acres we've planted on beans with the biggest yield that we've ever seen, and we're still looking at a 10% stocks-to-use ratio, which, you know, isn't altogether bad. The problem that we see, though, with that is that we haven't really seen a 10% stocks-to-use on beans in several years. So domestically, obviously, we've got a lot of beans, and you look at the world situation, and, you know, we've got basically a 33% stocks-to-use ratio as far as the world's concerned, the most beans we've ever had, as well as the highest stocks-to-use ratio we've ever seen. So you kind of have to take a look at that as well, and I think that's part of the reason that, you know, this is somewhat a friendly report, but the reaction isn't so friendly.
And going forward, if we look at these numbers, and March is down 10 and 3 quarters for the beans, and for the corn, the March is down 5 and a quarter. Is it possible at this point that a seasonal that usually happens in the second half of February will happen this year, where we might see something of a rally, or no at this point?
You know, it's tough to say. I think that whenever we look, you know, a lot of people are looking at this the corn prices as far as a new crop and hoping that maybe they'll lend a little bit of support, maybe the whole corn situation. But I think as we move into this time of the year, whenever you have the biggest crop we've ever seen for both corn and beans, you know, basis is actually strengthened from the middle of harvest all the way through now on both corn and beans. So, you know, you got to understand that at some point there's a lot of bushels still to come to town from a cash perspective. I'm not sure that I expect much of a rally. I think the bigger, quicker rally has already happened. And, you know, while we may see some basis improvement, as far as cash goes, I'm not really too keen on a big rally at this point.
There is another set of numbers this week, and many producers may not be aware of them, but the USDA Chief Ag Office will be releasing its agricultural projections tomorrow morning, the 10-year projections, and of course the out years nobody pays attention to too much, but the nearby year, the new year, might get a look at. Do you think that that will play into tomorrow's trade very much or not?
Oh, I think it's possible. I mean, I think the projections, I mean, to me, whatever the projections are, it's really tough to get super friendly, in my opinion, on beans, especially with what most people are suggesting as far as acreage goes, because we had the most acres we've ever planted last year, on top of the Southern Hemisphere having the biggest crop they've ever produced as a whole, albeit maybe a little bit smaller than what we originally thought, topped off with more acres again this spring. So I don't know how you get super friendly there. As far as corn goes, I think a friendly picture can be painted at some point, simply because I think a lot of people in the world are constricting their production due to a lack of profitability. So that spells to me weather issues this next summer could really get interesting.
So we'll see what the Office of the Chief Economist has for us tomorrow. We talked a little bit about it this morning, but I want your thoughts also going forward, given the fact that the market continues to leak, and that is, it is insurance month for harvest corn and soybeans, setting those crop insurance baselines. And we look at March corn at 386. And you take 80%, you're around 330, 335, somewhere in there, a basis that might be 30 under, you're around $3. And I would think a lot of producers are going to look hard at that and the relationship to soybeans as they move toward planting decisions.
Well, I think, you know, as we set the crop insurance price, as far as December corn goes, which is what we're setting it on, you know, we're safely above $4, but whenever you get to the 85% level and you factor in your basis, you know, by all means, in some places already with the basis, you're looking at sub $3 corn, which is pretty rough. And so I think that once we get at least halfway through the month and we start to see a pretty good idea of what those price levels are going to be, anything above those levels would probably be a pretty good place for a guy to set some hedges in place if he hasn't done anything to date. But if he's already marketed, I'm not sure on corn I'm really wanting to get too aggressive, whereas on beans, I'm a little more aggressive. And even if a guy hasn't done anything at all, I'd still be wanting to set scores under the bean price.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bennett of Channel Seeds out of Windsor, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at some futures as they sit right now. Hard red winter March wheat is 556.5. It's down 7. The May wheat contract is 559.25, down 7 as well. Soft March wheat, 522.75, down 7. The May, 523, down 7.25. March corn, 386, down 5.25. The May is 394.25, down 5.25. July, 401.75, down 5. And December, 416.5, down 4.75. March soybeans, 967.75, down 10.75. July is 979.25, now 78.75, down 12. November, 952.75, down 11.75. March soybean meals trading 327.10, down 250. March soybean oils trading 31.33 down 68. The May contract 31.54 down 68 as well. February live cattle 158.90 up 45. March feeders 201.85 down 177.5. February lean hogs are 62.12.5. They're up 85. Have you purchased your tickets yet for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting? You can do so by calling us at 217-333-7300, or you can go online at willag.org. That's willag.org. The date of the conference is March the 10th, and it is at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. With our special coverage, this is Dave Dickey.